They use them, came in about 200, 225 pounds, something like that, the children in the barn. I remember that he came in cubes. Some cubes and about half one. A cube of, I believe it's about maybe half an inch thick and all the way around, see? And there were about half of them, so you can put either one or half of a cube in a cup of coffee.
So you can
fit into your tail there.
What did you get? Did you buy any loose sugar here then? That wasn't in cubes.
No, you wouldn't buy them in cubes only. In those years, I remember when I was a child. Then after, with the after bringing it to the store there in bags, 100-pound bags.
So you started buying those.
Mm-hmm. And now they came in 5, 10, or 15-pound bags now.
Well, did you ever, do you remember ever seeing anybody make anything with some sugar and some berries or fruits?
No. I never had seen something like that.
What would you call something like that? You might.
What?
What would you call something like that? Some jelly?
Jelly?
Yes. Did you ever?
No, we just buy them in jars. Nobody cares about making jelly here.
What kind of seasonings would you have at home all the time?
Kind of what?
What kind of seasoning would you have on the table all the time that you would use?
Sabre.
Any kind of seasoning? What would you put have on the table that you would put on your food? Add to your food in a shake.
To the food.
Anything like salt?
Yes, well, we just, when we have food there on the table, we use it like it comes there. And we don't used to put anything there.
What about in your regular meal? If you were having supper, would you have any things that you could put on your food?
You're talking about salt, do you? Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir, like that. Go ahead. What else would you have? Would you have salt, do you say?
It's salt.
What else would you have?
What after the salt?
Yes.
Well, we usually don't season there to the food there. We put some salt and maybe some pepper, or ground pepper or so. Chili pepper, all depends what kind of flavor you want to have on the food.
But you would have those on the table? Would you have any kind of pepper sauce or anything that you always kept on the table?
Cumin seeds, ground it up.
You always kept those on the table?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other day you said you used tomatoes. You grow tomatoes sometimes, or you buy them on the farm?
Well, we used to buy them on the farm, we'd bring it in when they're dead. They used, years ago, they raised a lot of tomatoes around here, but by and by, all the farmers start quitting for several reasons, you see. But we used them.
What were the reasons they quit growing them?
Huh?
Why did they quit growing them around here?
The reason they start growing because there are too many changes on the market, you see. They were having a lot of competition. You can get a good price for early tomatoes, you can make them. But say for instance in Mexico, they raise tomatoes all year round there. And they get a big competence from the Mexican farms there all the time, you see. Pasa, hijo.
Pasa.
Aquí estoy con este señor.
What is that, sir?
I mean, like Juan, you see, the English you speak there, he learned that in school there. But when I went to school there, I don't have the chance there because everybody was speaking Spanish.
Well, did you learn some English there then? Didn't you?
Yes, sir.
But I don't guess you had much chance. Did you have any chance to use it? Outside?
Yes. Outside of this town, yes. When I used to go out working and for some that I had to speak English by the force because I was working between white people or me or whatever.
So you have to use English then?
It isn't working.